All right.
I'm not qualified. So it's 5 minutes after six on Monday, March 6th. I'd like to call the Historic Preservation Committee meeting to order. The first order of business is the roll call. Fowler?
Here.
Mooney?
Here.
Cappuccino Simmons may or may not come. Moore?
Here.
Rupp? Here. Gingrich? Supposed to be a few minutes late, so we have a quorum. Next order of business is to modify or adapt the agenda.
I'll make a motion to adapt the agenda.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
A second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Item number three, approved minutes from January 25th. I think we had one correction that at the beginning it stated that Mooney called the meeting to order and she wasn't here. So I must have called the meeting to order since I was here. So anything else? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the January 25th, 2023 meeting with the change to reflect Rupp instead of Mooney calling the meeting to order.
Do we have a motion? Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Item number four, announcements. Trevor, any announcements?
I do have one. We are, the village is updating our comprehensive plan, and we have begun, and part of that is we're having a visioning session. That will be next Monday, March 13th. Here at the Village Hall at 6 p.m. So if you're interested in sharing what you think, how the village should grow or change or stay the same perhaps, feel free to come here. There is also an opportunity if you cannot make it, strongly encourage you to take the online survey and provide that input as well. So. All are welcome to share with your neighbors. And more input, the better.
Any announcements from the committee? Okay, I guess we'll go on to item number five, public appearances. Anybody wishing to speak other than you're here to present, right? So I guess we have no other public. We'll move on to item number six, action regarding certificate of appropriateness request to raise a locally designated historic landmark, the monument commemorating the site of the first courthouse in Wisconsin, located at Heritage Hill State Park, 2640 South Webster Avenue. Trevor, do you want to start us off on that? Or?
Yes, I can do that. So as the memo states, an application has been submitted by Heritage Hill to raise a structure, the landmark structure. I'll put it up on the screen. It marks the site or the approximate site of the original courthouse. And as you can see in some of the images, the condition is deteriorating. I do have representatives from Heritage Hill tonight. They can talk more about the condition and what they've done to date. But I'll share a little bit about the process. So the certificate of appropriateness is needed for any locally designated structure. Anytime changes or, in this case, a raise is proposed. And this property was locally designated back in March of 2021, so a few years ago. But the condition, my understanding, has deteriorated, and the amount to fix it has increased. So typically, we would give the property owner a period of no more than 90 days, is what is allowed to us in our ordinance, to research either different options, different things, ways to fix or correct the issue, save the structure, or perhaps even fund raise to preserve the structure. Following that 90-day period, if nothing can be resolved within a 30-day period, then ultimately the property owner can still raise the structure. Now, typically, we would solicit the help or the aid of Heritage Hill in a scenario like this. If, you know, a structure was to be raised and we couldn't save it on site, we may reach out to Heritage Hill to see if they have space, because that is their mission and scope, is historic preservation. So that period of 90 days, in staff's opinion, isn't really needed in this particular case, because Heritage Hill is the experts for our area in this subject. And to my understanding, and to staff's approval, they've done everything they have that we would ask them to do normally in that 90-day period. So staff's recommendation is to approve the raise of the structure and waive the period to no more than 45 days and allow for the Historic Preservation Committee to visit the structure if desired. One other thing to note is on site, and I'll allow Heritage Hill to talk a little bit more about this, on the same site, the foundation of the original courthouse was discovered in the 1970s after this landmark structure had been erected. And in my understanding, a structure similar to the courthouse had been moved and placed on that foundation. So the site is still embraced, the history is embraced, the site is marked. And so all that kind of goes behind staff recommendation. But again, what the committee has the option to do is delay the process for 90 days to try and come up with an alternative resolution.
Are we ready to?
Sure.
Do you want to?
Why don't you go first?
Yeah, the condition.
Give us some additional information.
My name is Nick Backhouse. I'm the Director of Operations at Heritage Hill State Historical Park. I just want to talk a little bit more about the condition report we did in August of 2021, which was post landmark designation. We removed the 10 top capstones in the center section of the monument as kind of an investigation to see just exactly what condition the monument was in. We were a bit surprised and found that it was in far worse condition than we anticipated. It is rapidly becoming a safety issue as well. The front faces and the rear faces are bulging outward. You can maybe see it in this picture. The second course from the top middle picture, there's a dark spot that's actually a through bolt that, in desperation, we, so the face wouldn't fall to the back or to the front, we ran a through bolt through it. We also put a rubber membrane down when we replaced or put the capstones back on just to keep moisture out. We got some cost ideas, and it's just way too much. It's just really expensive. It's already on the DNR capital development project list, and it has a lower amount, and they designated it as a D1 priority, which is just extremely low. With that said, there's just no interest in that funding avenue for this, for the restoration or the saving of this. We would like to actually remove this, and raising seems to be a bit like we're going to take a bulldozer. We're not. We're disassembling it, and we have plans to store it on Heritage Hill site, which we have property across from the prison, and we plan to store it there, reuse some of the elements of this monument to recognize this near its location, a little bit of signage, and we would like to utilize the cornerstone that says construction 1934 to recognize that as well. We currently have a granite monument in front of our replica courthouse cabin that says First Courthouse in Wisconsin, site of First Courthouse in Wisconsin, so that we do have it recognized again with a monument, and then of course the replica courthouse, which we do interpret. We notified the DNR and their archaeologist, and he again stated it was not eligible for any type of designation, and he said we can remove it any way which we find appropriate. So the DNR has already signed off on this as well. It is currently also realigned, the removal of it is realigned in our current strategic plan that was board approved. And it also realigns with a existing master plan recognized by the DNR. It was stated for a removal back in 1982 to remove the large granite monument. So we are going back within our strategic plan and recognizing the master plan.
Good evening, thank you. I'm Michael Telzer, Executive Director of Heritage Hill. Nick gave you a pretty good rundown on the condition. I just want to talk a little bit more about what the plan is subsequent to the disassembly. So we know we sit on former reformatory land, so we're very cognizant of that. I, in particular, am very interested in the history of the reformatory. I wrote a book on it, and so I understand that. So I kind of look at this as its own history. It doesn't mark the site of the first courthouse. We know that it's not on the particular side of the first courthouse, but it does have a great story and link to the reformatory. So Nick alluded to it briefly, but what we'd like to do is take that cornerstone that says erected by the boys of WSR 1934, or whatever the date was, and leave it in situ in this area. Okay, so it would stay in this area, perhaps inset into the ground, with an interpretive label, with a photograph of this monument, probably the 1934 photograph when they had the dedication there. So visitors would still, instead of being sort of misled with this is the first courthouse location, they'd get the history of the monument and the attempts it's the attempt to recognize that spot. So we're preserving that history of the monument itself and its relationship to the prison, because the prison and Heritage Hill, the history is linked, and we want to keep that intact, and we want to make sure that We don't erase. We don't want to erase the presence of the monument, but as you heard from Nick, it does present two issues. One, it was slated for removal because it's considered an anachronistic intrusion into the fur trade area. So that'll help us a lot if we can get that out of there and do some other things with that area. You know, with the new river project with the DNR, we envision some different types of programming down there too. And so the removal of that will help us there. But so just to recap, remove it, disassemble it, store it. We may find an alternate use, an appropriate use for some of that amber granite that was quarried by WSR folks. And again, to establish something in its place that recognizes that at one time it was there and has a unique history related to the reformatory. So I think it's a nice way to do it. Makes sense, and appreciate your time. Any questions from me?
Any questions from the committee?
No. Thank
Just
you.
One question about the structure that you've put in place to symbolize, to recreate what it may have looked like. Did you have any drawings, or how do you know what the courthouse looked like?
Well, we had the foundation.
Okay, so you have the dimensions.
There's actually a very old painting of it hanging in the Capitol building in Madison, of the interior, and that painting is of the Chief Oshkosh trial. And that rights for that painting is, of course, Wisconsin Historical Society.
Yeah, so you have it. What we see when we go there has some kind of tie historically to what it actually looked like. And at that site, then, I haven't seen the site, but too much snow. That's my excuse anyway. Is there a plaque?
Well,
the courthouse, reproduction.
There's a very old granite marker.
Okay.
I think that predated the wall.
Correct. 1922. That granite marker was placed.
Okay.
So that granite marker is actually closer to the courthouse than the subsequent.
But there's something that says to the visitor, this is a representation, reconstruction of the original courthouse with the history and stuff. So, and it looks like you're doing everything to maintain the history of everything, including the. Oh, and there it is.
Well, the monument's important in its own right as a part of the history of the site.
Yeah.
I have a question. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. Was it just designated in March 16, 2021?
Yes. It was part of my
current
arrival. And I think the feeling was, and Nick, you could interject if I'm missing something. I think the feeling was if the designation was going to spur a fundraising effort, and that didn't come about. And I think the efforts at fundraising failed. And
was there an attempt to fundraise?
Yeah, there was an attempt to fundraising.
Yeah.
And again, that was part of my arrival. I would not have brought it before the committee for designation. I don't think that was a wise decision, given its condition.
Given its condition
and given the fact that it's in the master plan slated for removal.
Mm-hmm.
The intentions were good, but it would not have been a decision I would have made.
It's a huge cost to renovate.
Well, the first quote we got was $250,000.
Yeah.
$250,000.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are other uses for that money.
Quite a bit. Did you have a question?
I did, and Cecile covered it because my question was the same. I wasn't sure about the designation, why the designation was made, if it was in the plan to remove it, so that clarified it. And then now we're going to have a monument to the monument.
We look at it more as a marker that it's more of an interpretive marker. Because some people will ask, or some people will say, what happened? There used to be a monument here. What happened to that? And we think that if the monument itself and its connection to the reformatory is the real story.
Yeah, that
seems
there's
to so be much. There's so much. We're starting to interpret the prison at our site with interpretive labels and that sort of thing, right across the highway from us. So that's kind of, for us as historians, that's kind of the real story, is that the reformatory, you know, used to engage in granite operation, and this is part of that, and that's kind of, like, from a historian standpoint, it's kind of more important than they did a monument and didn't put it at the right spot.
Yeah. The connection to the reformatory.
Yeah, it's greater.
It's part of the history of that area.
Yeah.
And of our area here, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So Heritage Hill doesn't feel that this is, by raising the structure, you're hurting the history of Alloway?
No, I don't think so. Because, again, we're not removing its memory or its public connection. There'll be a public connection there. But when you look at these things with any kind of preservation issue, you have to look at the cost. That's the biggest thing, is the cost. The historical significance of the object or building or railroad car or whatever you're looking at. And then you have to look at what's the alternative? What's the best alternative? So we're never going to raise more than $250,000. Our fundraising priorities are not focused in that area. The likelihood of us finding a donor at that level, or several donors at that level for a monument, it's essentially a wall. It's very, very slim. So all of those things put together in connection with, again, remember, we're a DNR site, and so we should have been operating off the master plan that the DNR promulgated. So it's in the master plan. I'm sort of obligated to kind of follow that as well. So all those factors came together and kind of led us to the decision that let's remove it. It's a safety issue. We had crime tape around it last year to keep kids off it. So safety issue, let's remove it. Let's mark the spot as, in some appropriate way. Let's be respectful with the disassembly. We're not going to take a ball and chain to it or anything of that nature. And then, kind of move on from there.
And that granite has value going forward for other uses, I'm sure. I mean, some of the granite that salvage.
It does. We're thinking about some things. There's some other options.
So again, you're not going to just haul it away and throw it in the dump.
That would be a mistake.
Yeah. Anything else from the committee?
No. Thank you.
Thank you. So I guess I'll open it up for discussion among the committee members here for opinions or observations, or as far as what to do with this request. I guess one question I have is, depending on how we feel about it, do we feel it's necessary to hold to the 45 days for the purpose of us going out to look at it? Or do we feel, I'm just asking the question so we can come to a decision whether maybe we don't feel that we need to hold up for 45 days until the weather breaks and we can all go out and take a look at it, if we've had a pretty thorough description of what it is and why they're asking for this activity, this action to take place. So I guess that's something for us to decide.
Where is it actually located on the hill?
Where is it actually located?
On the hill.
It's actually west of Riverside.
It's in between the river.
Our fir tree area.
Is that where the...
It's not on the larger
section. It's not on the larger section.
It's on that smaller section down by the river.
Between Riverside and the river.
It's down in that area.
Yes.
Is that also where the facsimile for the courthouse.
That's where the courthouse, and that's where
we can see that when we drive by on Riverside, but we can't see the
fir tree cabin, the bark chapel. You may have seen that, but
so we'd have to
that area down there.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, well, there it is. Okay,
Oh, down there.
Yeah.
And then I don't think I've ever seen it.
I've never
yeah.
seen it.
This is the...
I've never been on that side of Riverside.
That's the Sugar and House.
Okay.
We have a Maple yeah. Sugar House
mm-hmm.
in that location.
Yeah, and right. and near there is where the oh. reconstructed
yeah, correct.
The
actual,
courthouse is.
That's the actual site of the courthouse there.
Yeah. And
so
where
you can see
is the courthouse
it's about
now?
100 yards away, or so, maybe less than that.
The courthouse is on that side of the of Riverside Drive, also.
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, there.
And there's Fox River Trail.
I was looking right at it and didn't see it.
I guess just some comments that, I mean, the thing that it's recognizing is there, which is kind of...
Well, if you look at it this way, we're not making a monument to a monument. We're telling the story of the reformatory and that whole story, that the story of you know, first time offenders 16 to 24 who were cutting granite for a monument.
Yeah.
The monument story is it's not all that interesting.
Yeah. It's almost like it's another separate little piece of history there
yeah.
to recognize the fact that that
I mean, that's the real story.
The members
yeah.
of the reformatory
built that. Yeah, not that they
built
made a mistake
that.
And put it in the wrong location.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
story is they built
it's to recognize their efforts
mm-hmm.
as a piece of the history of that of this location.
Correct.
Almost separate from the recognition of the first courthouse by having a structure and everything. It's just like another piece of history.
Sure.
Maybe. That's how I'm viewing it anyway.
I guess I just want to continue on with like what I was thinking is like, you know, I understand that the actual structure and the site of where it was is still there at the courthouse, but it's just a very, I think it puts the committee in a really awkward spot by having a structure that was just locally designated and then coming back and raising it is like the complete opposite of what the purpose of a designation is, which is to preserve it.
Yeah.
And now it's getting not removed. So it's just a very, and you know, the comment about the cost and, you know, as a committee, we're not supposed to really look at cost. It's supposed to be whatever preserves the history. You know, if that were the case, then we'd remove everything because, you know, plastic's cheaper than wood. So it's just a very awkward.
Yeah, can I
a very awkward spot.
Had it not received designation, would the
well,
decision?
We wouldn't have to be here for
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah, we
well,
wouldn't be.
That's true. That's
we wouldn't
true.
Be talking.
But I presume the committee has some say about historic.
I don't even remember
things around out of the way, right?
I don't either.
I don't even remember
it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might have been gone.
Yeah, maybe I was.
I agree with you. It is an
yeah.
awkward thing.
It's just
2 years
you know,
later.
It's,
as, thank you for the designation. Now we'd like to take it down.
Yeah. Yeah, and
wasn't that still COVID? No.
Yeah, it was during the during.
Yeah.
It was 2021. Yeah, we may have
COVID, sure.
had meetings.
It was
virtually,
video.
Rather
it was
than
zooming.
Yeah, and it, we may not have all been present.
So I guess I'm just like expressing my my thoughts and how it's just
mm-hmm.
a very awkward thing for this committee to do, to designate and then knock it down.
Well, our option is actually more than one option, but. It really, the big consideration is the condition of the monument, and the likelihood of repairing that is zero. So it's not going to get better by itself. It's just going to continue to get worse. And then, If it were to fail, that would be much worse than it was disassembled because it was.
I think the cost
issue.
I mean, it's true that maybe we. I think we have to consider the cost. It's a factor in the decision of what to do with it, and the cost is so high. And there doesn't appear to be a way to fund restoration, and so it's kind of like we can't move past that. We can't ignore that. I don't think anyway. Personally, I can't ignore the fact that it'd be nice to keep it, and and maybe it's too bad that it maybe accidentally or whatever got nominated. But I think we have to move past that, and in spite of it, I mean, I understand. I'm glad you brought that up because. You know, our mission here is to designate things, and so we need to have that on record that we...
Currently, it's not even passing our designated use area inspections for DNR. We're required to do safety liabilities, and before the school groups come, it would be recommended that Heritage Hill takes action to remove it for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I personally think that we have no choice but to approve the certificate of appropriateness.
Howard, if I can add something. I think, DNA, you're correct. As much as we do, as much as we're aware of the cost and the safety, the purpose of this group is to look at the historic value. Having said that, I think this situation is particularly unique in that typically during the 90-day pause period, we would ask the individuals to go fundraising or perhaps to talk to a historic organization to either relocate or do something. And in this particular case, that is the entity that's making the request. So I think you can, in my opinion, I think you can make a decision independent of cost and safety based off of the work that we would expect them to do during the 90-day period has already been done. If that makes sense.
Trevor, could you just kind of repeat that just briefly? I'm not sure I heard all of it. sinuses are blocking my...
I was saying, I think Dina is correct in that you shouldn't be looking at the safety or cost, even though those items are important and pretty... I guess, significant.
Yeah.
The intent of this body is to look at the historic value of the structure. But I said typically during that 90-day period, I think you can make a decision. This is a unique situation because typically during that 90-day period, we'd be asking someone to go and look at and try and raise funds, or to try and find a location to relocate the structure to, or to find an organization to adopt the structure. In this particular case, that entity that normally does all that is the entity making the request, and they attempted to do all those things.
It's already been done, in other words.
Yeah, so
The things that would be done during the 90-day investigating period to see if there are other options to save it. It's already been done.
Correct. Yeah,
it's already
so
been a it's
I
taken
this
place.
This situation
yeah.
is just unique
yeah.
In that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's staff opinion.
Yeah. So, any other thoughts or questions or comments or opinion?
So the Heritage Hill board itself, they've already said.
It's in the strategic plan that we promulgated in January. that the board approved, I might add.
I think we're at a point where we need to make a motion. Is anyone comfortable enough to try it? I'm not looking at you because I'm expecting you to do it. I'm just asking who wants to make the motion.
Well, I think I can make a motion if I can word correctly. That I think we should agree to let it proceed because the 90 days really wouldn't buy us anything. I don't know what it would gain. So I would move to.
So your motion is to approve the.
Yes.
And do we have a condition in the of the 45 days where we want to go look at it first? I think that was one of staff's recommendations that we had that option. Should we put that in our motion to either do it or not do it?
Yeah, and maybe if any member is interested, they could email me in the next week. And if no one's interested, I can let Heritage Hill know they proceed if that's the direction the committee wants to go.
So we could still make the motion and have it contingent on feedback from us in the following week as to whether we want to go look at the site. Unless we can decide now whether we want to or not.
Well, I think they must have had experts look at it to deem it.
Yeah.
I personally am not an expert in that.
Pardon?
I'm not an expert in knowing.
No, I wouldn't know either. I mean, I've seen a picture. And personally, I don't think I need to see it. But that's just me, you know.
No, I feel the same.
And so you could make the motion to include the provision that we have 45 days to look, or you could have it contingent on us deciding by telling Trevor if we want to look at it individually. But I think those would be the two options for the remainder of your motion.
Mm-hmm.
If you, the snowplow?
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Caught my eye. Okay.
So I'm sorry to
give
it back to you, but you're kind
so
of owning the motion.
So now. Are we are to include if we should want to look at it within the next week? Anybody that thinks they would feel better to look at it before they would agree on it? Is that what you're suggesting?
Is that okay, Trevor? If we have
I guess unless everyone present tonight feels like we don't need to look at it.
Why don't you make the motion without the provision for us looking at it and see if we like that.
Okay. Well, make the motion piecemeal here.
Okay.
to include the motion if we're not sure, if there's some people on the committee that want to go look at it within the next week. Is that what you're suggesting?
I was suggesting that maybe no one wants to go look at it.
Oh, but we don't have these two.
Oh, well, maybe we don't know that.
Yeah. I was just saying. I think. Never mind.
I was trying to.
This is getting confusing.
I was trying I was trying to simplify it by saying, let's start off by making a motion without any provision for going to look at it.
Oh, I see. Okay, I think that's a good idea.
And just let it stand. At we approve it as is. We don't need to go look at it.
Okay, and
would be the intent of the motion. I'm
perfect.
Sorry, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth.
No, I don't have words. You, I need your words.
Just trying to move us forward.
Okay.
So
that is included, that we do not need to go look at it. That is the end of the motion.
That's the motion.
There we go.
We have a motion.
Somewhat.
Do we have a second?
We have a motion.
We have one. Me and I.
Do we have a second?
So the motion is to approve the certificate of appropriateness without the need to delay it.
Perfect.
For, right?
Yes. To go look at it.
I will second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Can I just put my two cents, just as part of the discussion?
Yep.
Because I just wanted to state my piece about it being a designated structure and having it come back to be raised is very the opposite of what we're trying to do here. But I do recognize that it was brought about by Heritage Hill to be locally designated, and now they're asking to undesignate it. So because we do try to encourage resident lead on projects or ownership lead of designations instead of the committee going out designating things, that is their right, and they're kind of the experts in historic preservation, so if there was value in the history of it, that they would do right by their own
mission.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, and I think everything you've said and everything we've said is in the public record.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted. Because it's just a very
the only reason I'm saying that is that we've made a clear statement that we're not real comfortable having to do this.
I just don't want it to come back where everybody who designates, and I'm not just, and this isn't a thing to Heritage Hill, this is more of a comment for the committee, is when people come forward or there is a request for a designation that they can then just say, well, we don't want it, you know, we want to do this instead. Mm-hmm. It's just a precedent that might be an obstacle to overcome. We might not feel it.
I think that's why it's good that you're saying what you're saying, and that we do have it on the public record. This is an unusual case, and I think our discussion will kind of preempt or guard against this becoming a trend.
Maybe people come forward with designations.
Yeah, I think because now we have something to come back to and say, that we're not setting a precedent, and here's why, and here's what we discussed on this one unique case, and it may or may not apply to the next case.
Right.
And I think
one of the questions to ask is, what's the likelihood of sustainability of a designation?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. someone wants to come forward with something to be designated, but then because of the nature of it, it's not going to be able to sustain that character over a period of time.
Are going to be able to afford taking care of it.
Lessons learned for us is to ask those kind of questions going forward.
It's a pretty short period of time.
What's it going to look like 10 years from now or 20?
Or
a little over two.
No, that's a good point.
Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Thank you for your
time,
your information, and your patience as you listen to us work through our issues here. No, that's good. Again, this is going forward. This will help us in future decisions.
That was a really good point.
Thanks again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
It's just. Yeah, when it's a certificate of appropriateness to knock something down, that's just the opposite of what a certificate is.
45 days, that would be them that we would turn to, that would be the next step if we wouldn't have agreed with it, right? That when you go to the experts, you go like to Heritage Hill to look at what they're requesting.
To give them an opportunity to raise funds to move it to their park,
So that's the only thing I thought of, that they're the next step anyway, and they're the ones that think.
I just can't remember this.
I can't remember. The
45-day, 90-day thing wasn't what was an issue on my end. It was just...
But this was just
a principle.
It wasn't 2 years. I mean...
It defeats the purpose of the...
Do you remember this, Trevor?
This was... The committee talked about this. This was handled during COVID. This was one of the final meetings we had virtually before returning.
I still remember it.
But this was just a local designation.
Yeah.
But that's
I think we set a good precedent here by allowing ourselves to think about asking more questions going forward.
Just because they're the experts.
Yeah, so we don't end up in this kind of situation again where we're not sure.
Are we responsible for finding out if a place is designated that they have the finances to? Is that part of our job?
I mean,
I would not think so.
I don't think so. No. But we take what they say at face value,
right.
And we believe, you know, we assume it's truthful. And if it's going to cost $250,000,
well, that's astronomical. That's
clearly not tenable. It's not, and there's a lot better use for that. Anyway, I think we're.
Sorry. Yep.
We should go on to item number 7. Action regarding recommendation of consultant for a certified local government grant. Nomination of Sunset Circle Historic District. Trevor, do you want to start us off on this topic?
Yes. So if you recall, we received a certified local government grant back in 2021 or early 2022. And that amount was for $12,500 to hire a consultant to do the work to nominate the Sunset Circle Historic District. The district is our smallest district, but it's our final district. It's recognized as an eligible district in our 2012 Architectural Intensive Survey Report. And so we did send out an RFP, and the people that responded are aware of the accelerated timeline. They do need to complete the project by the end of the summer and have it submitted to the state. But because this is a smaller project, the two consultants that submitted proposals feel like that is more than enough. The legacy architecture we have history with, we've worked with them in the past, I think on all our projects. They are the ones that did the intensive survey report. So if you notice between the two, there is a difference in the number of total hours. And that is because of that past history and experience, and some of the information that UW-Milwaukee would be learning or gathering is already known by legacy. And so the cost of the two are relatively similar, and the staff from both organizations are more than adequate for this type of project. I guess staff recommendation would be to go with legacy architecture because of the history and experience.
To go with who?
Legacy architecture because of the history and experience. Both proposals are very similar product, and both companies are very reputable, so I really don't think you could go wrong here with either one.
The only question I have, I know on legacies it says tasks not performed.
Okay.
Would that be the same for the other group? That's on the final page of the information. The tasks not performed by legacy architecture, the project must be performed by the village. Will those be items that the other group would not do either, or is that included?
So you said last page?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was not included in
UWM's proposal.
So they also would not be performing those items?
I guess I didn't. I have not asked that question. They didn't explicitly say they were going to do it. They didn't explicitly say they were not going to do it. Those tasks are relatively simple.
Is it reasonable for them not to provide vials, aerial mapping, including streets, property lines, building footprints?
No. So typically, that you would get from the county.
So they could just, they wouldn't do it, but they could acquire the information.
Right.
They just wouldn't go take the aerial photographs.
Correct.
So, okay.
And in the meeting room, we've done that in the past. We've had it here, schedule it, put out the notice.
Are the costs, the not to exceed costs, close enough so that we're not bound by by needing to take the lowest cost?
Because well,
they're both under the they're both within the scope of the grant.
Right. Yeah. So both projects, you know.
So we're not obliged to take the lower of the two.
Correct. Add my last piece of 2 cents.
Okay.
I think you could make the argument for if the body so chose to go with UW-Milwaukee over Legacy for the same reason why I recommended to go with Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy is a familiar face, but maybe it's a good opportunity to get experience with a different group. That's a
Does the UWM?
Well, I guess, you know, one thought is if you always go with the same group, someone else may not want to bid in the future.
Yeah, because there's a history of
always going, they're just going to be.
I thought of that too, especially if we have, I mean, I don't know how many things we have on the horizon, but certainly if we, I mean, in another setting, if this were a business, we're going out for bids, which we are, and we have other projects in the future, we might want to level the playing field or something by giving other people a chance so that the same one doesn't keep getting the bid. Like you said, it would discourage others from saying, well, why bother?
Exactly.
I'm going to waste time putting together this bid. And, and they've done three jobs and they've all been held by the same.
Right.
You know, and whether or not we have five more jobs in the future or not, we don't, but we might have. And so a case for using UWM is give somebody else a chance to, you know, among other things, perform. And another thing is to just make it known to Legacy Architecture that they're not the only player by giving it to somebody else. I mean,
but what you were saying is there's a certain dollar amount that we're granted.
Yeah.
So these both fall under that amount.
Yeah, they both fall under. So we're not constrained by the cost. We don't have to pick the low cost of these two.
Yeah.
One is $12,367, the other is $11,125.
And how much do we
And we had 12,000, was it 12,500? 12,500. 12,005, so they're both under, and we're not obliged to pick the lower of the two.
Wait, this one's 13, though.
Yeah, one's 13,400.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's for the raising of the courthouse.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry. I don't know. We want to ask Legacy to do that too.
Yeah. It's going to cost them $13,000 to knock that thing down.
Yeah. Well, like you said, they're not going to bring a bulldozer in.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah. I could do it for less than that.
Let's all team up and we'll split it four ways.
Bring my truck in.
Oh, yeah.
I can, I don't know if I have.
Totally not a conflict of interest at all on that one.
Yeah. So, okay.
Oh, here we go. No, you're right.
So, are we okay with the numbers? Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking
at
the wrong
thing,
too.
So, we're just kind of talking about different reasons for why we might choose one over the other.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying, Trevor, about the hours? Something about the hours you mentioned. It's the same amount of hours or different?
They're less per legacy.
Different hours, yes.
Because they've done work for us already.
Because they're familiar with our process.
I think Legacy's hours totaled around 130, and UW-Milwaukee's totaled 246.
Fewer hours, but higher cost.
For Legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Fresh Eyes, is that an argument for going with, not going with Legacy, like someone different looking at it with fresh eyes?
Could be, yeah.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't mean to sound cutthroat or anything, but, you know, in my past life as a purchasing manager and controller and whatever else has to do with numbers, it's always good to not give the same job to everybody just because they did the last one.
Sure.
And you get some competition there, and all of a sudden you got UWM who maybe performs well, and so now we got maybe some pricing issues going forward for the next one. They may both want to bid, and maybe they want to be a little more competitive with their bid. I'm playing plant controller now in my past life. You know. So anyway, those are just, and I think it's Trevor said, I think, and I believe they're both qualified. So, any observations or thoughts? I'll quit talking and let you guys.
No, don't.
I'll quit playing controller.
You're a good discussion leader.
Yeah. That's what you're doing. Well, thank you. So, Trevor, do you have any sense of, and we don't see it in the way things are worded, the UWM lists their accomplishments as being nomination papers. Do we have a success rate? I mean, how many of those were actually approved? You know, do they have an approval rate? Because I don't see that anywhere. You have to assume they wouldn't put it on unless it was approved.
Right. No, that's a great question.
Because you can always check, you know, if they put it on and say it's approved and it's not. I don't know. I just thought we should at least
talk
about
somewhere on
whether it's. We have to assume that the ones that they put together were approved.
But I can't remember.
It appears it's actually the University of Wisconsin, right? That's
yeah.
doing it. They're one of their.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
UWM.
Whereas this, I think, is a privately owned.
Yeah, it's a
architectural group.
An architectural group. It's a woman-owned, female-owned company. And
okay.
Is it Sheboygan?
Sheboygan.
Where
Sheboygan.
They are, yeah. So, you
sounds
know.
Like this is, giving students of the university.
Yeah.
A department.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the principal investigators here will have students helping them.
Right.
You know, probably.
That's a question I can look into. Is that something that the body wants?
Their success rate?
Before making a decision?
I don't know. Do we? I don't know that we've.
I don't know. I think it's important, though.
Yeah.
Does it
have to compare the two? To see which one has been more nominations that succeeded?
Yeah, if they've gotten nominations.
I thought I saw something in here, but I didn't reread it for tonight. I read it for the last meeting.
Right.
I forgot.
No, I don't even have my paper.
How did we make decisions about Legacy? Did we know that whenever they give an example of something that it was approved? I kind of have to think that it would be because they provide a photograph and they talk about what they did. And it'd be easy enough for anybody to call them up and say, hey, was this approved? It'd be easy enough to do a fact check.
Oh, sure.
And so I don't think they'd want to put themselves at risk of actually lying or covering
like
up.
Like that
covering.
Milwaukee's worked on, can you see if it's locally, if it's been on the National Register?
Sure. I believe it's in Legacy's, right? I
think I, that's where I saw it.
I saw some. I did it's see in something.
Legacy's Legacy third successory.
Yeah.
And Legacy is actually one of the standout private firms in the state. They're consistently in Madison for this project or lobbying for something related to historic preservation. So.
How did we pick them? Did they volunteer to send a proposal, or did we approach them?
Legacy?
No, EWM.
We approached them. We were given a list from the state. They gave us a separate list as well with people that had expressed interest in our project.
UW, it says that they have completed over 35 National Register of Historic Places nominations, including 4 historic districts, and Legacy said they've done 22.
Well, there you have it.
And UWM has had several.
The project team has
districts also, which is what
experience.
What we're asking them for is a district designation, and they've done that, I guess, as opposed to individual homes.
If you'd like, I can Google real quick one of these projects that UWN did. Oh, well, I guess it does sort of have a success rate here under sample projects. It says it's listed. So if you go off of this, again, it's just a sample, but it has...
There's a commercial historic district there, the Bangor Commercial District, and there's
this is UW.
Yeah, UW. UW. West Hill Residential Historic District, Chippewa Falls.
And they've been
Lincoln Boulevard History District in the city of Manitowoc. So they've done districts, not just houses.
And obviously they must be okay if the state's recommending them and they're on their list.
Yeah,
so.
they're on the good list.
They've been doing since 1974.
Yeah.
And Legacy 2011.
Yeah. I'm almost thinking that it'd be nice to give somebody else a chance. And I think this, if we're going to do it, this is a good one because it's small. It's only 16, only 16 homes.
Right.
And it's all self-contained. One little circular street and one historic home with Vince Lombardi's.
I think Legacy is by just a tit. Just Legacy a little cheaper, isn't it? I forgot which one's cheaper.
No, they were more, you said, because then there are less hours.
Oh, that's it.
It's $1,100 more, which doesn't matter, I guess, because they're still under the threshold. So we're not obliged to pick the lowest bid, but yet we would be if we chose. So. Any other thoughts? Questions for Trevor? Questions amongst ourselves? Anybody want to tackle a motion?
Not my turn.
this is kind of a tough one, right? Because you have a really good company that you've worked with before that delivers exactly what you need, and now you're going with somebody new, but it's cheaper. Not that it matters, but...
Correction, UW-Milwaukee is more expensive.
Oh.
Legacy has fewer hours. It's just, I think their billable hours are different.
Okay. Thank you. Different. So nix that comment. I do like the whole competition thing. Or keeping other people interested in your projects.
Yeah.
I wonder if one thing is school, when is the school then? Part of the school and one is the business. I wonder if that has any effect on...
It's a department within University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, right? It's their architectural and historic. Mm-hmm. There's another name for it, but I read it someplace, but I can't.
Yeah.
It says research laboratory.
But it's well established, and they have, you know, I don't know, from what we've been talking about, it appears that the risk of failure is pretty low.
Right.
If we choose someone different.
Right.
It's not like, well, you know, we're working out of our back bedroom and we got a couple of guys here. I mean, this is an established firm, and so.
Yeah, right.
I'm not concerned about the risk of failure for them all of a sudden. We find out that they're incompetent. I don't think that's the case. I think they are. And so I'm agreeable to either one. And if someone wants to make a motion, fine. Otherwise, I will. Anybody else? Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we recommend the UWM group for the nomination papers for Sunset Circle. I don't know if I said that right. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So that's my motion.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. You okay, Trevor, with us so far?
No, that's, I think, like you said, I think they're both reputable.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh. A consultant, I think you could go wrong with either, so.
How are we doing here? We're okay. We'll move on to item number 8: action regarding reconsideration of motion from January 25th, 2023, regarding the name change of Historic Preservation Committee to the Historic Landmarks Commission. Trevor, do you want to start us off on this one as well?
Yes. So as it was brought to the Historic Preservation Committee at the last meeting, that during our four-year review that we had with the Wisconsin Historical Society, they pointed out that this body should technically be a commission and not a committee. And I think that was all the facts I presented at the last meeting. And so I apologize, I was ill-prepared for the meeting. It's my personal standard that I always have a memo attached to an action item. That's something that I always try to do as staff. That particular meeting, I did not. So, a question was asked by a resident to reconsider the motion and I think have a more thorough discussion. So I put on the agenda a reconsideration. I think Howard, I spoke with you over email. So we put that on the agenda. Now the process for a reconsideration vote, because it was motioned and approved, is in order to reconsider the motion, someone from the winning side or the approved side, in this case, has to make that motion to reconsider. So I think here present tonight, it would be Howard, Cecile, or Denny that would be eligible to make that motion. Now, Dina, you can vote on it as well. It's just the motion has to be made by someone that voted in favor of the action at the last meeting.
So we have to make a motion to reconsider? Or to amend?
To reconsider would be item number 8.
Oh,
and
okay.
if the
body chooses to reconsider, then we would have a discussion about the name.
Then we'd move on to agenda item number 9.
Yeah.
But the motion could be either to consider or to reconsider or not reconsider. Is that correct?
Correct.
We could as a group say we're okay with the decision we made last time. We don't need to revisit it. We could do that, or we could say maybe we should have some more discussion on this. You know, at least one resident who's not here tonight, you know, felt so, and I thought maybe it wouldn't hurt for us to have this discussion at least, whether we should at least decide whether we want to revisit it or not. That's what this is about.
What was the resident? Did they question the commission part or the landmark part?
The landmark part, I think.
The landmark part.
Yeah.
Because I asked too someone else to see, you know, what they thought, and they actually felt the way I did, is that the landmark was more confusing, whereas
yeah.
preservation
yeah.
was, they really understood what it meant.
Yeah.
So that's why.
I remember your comment, and it kind of went over my head, and I thought about it later on, I thought, well, what's wrong with preservation? You know, and I know maybe landmarks, and Trevor sent us a link to the names of these bodies in various, you know, municipalities mm-hmm. around the state, and a lot of them are these, you know, kind of the latest trend, you know, the Landmarks Commission, you know, but there's a sense that it doesn't describe fully what we are here to do, which is
to preserve
history, whether it be a monument or a building. Or
mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
You know, that was my thought too. I have a master's degree in historic preservation. I don't have a master's degree in historic landmark.
Yeah.
Because like, what the heck is that?
Landmarks,
I mean, we know what it is, but
yeah. When you look up landmark in the dictionary or Google these days, I still have a dictionary. I know. I dusted it off and put it on the bottom of the shelf. And, you know, landmark can be like a gating activity, something that designates where you are in a process, you
mm-hmm.
know, you reach a landmark.
That's right, yeah.
Or if there are other definitions for landmark. And I know everybody in our world here thinks of landmarks in the historic preservation sense. But I thought too that, you know, I think we should, you know, if I was to offer my opinion, and I think I did to Trevor, that what's wrong with just calling it the Historic Preservation Commission? Because
mm-hmm.
commission
right. That's what I thought too.
Appropriately designates us as a decision-making
right.
group, which we are and have been, and committee in the large scheme of definitions is not supposed to be doing so much of that. So, you know,
so
I guess what we're discussing now is whether or not we want to
make a motion
to reconsider.
want to reconsider.
Okay, I'll make a motion to reconsider the name change.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
And we have a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye?
Aye. I think I can aye.
Okay. Yeah.
Opposed? That motion carries. So now we can move on. Right, Trevor? We can move on to item number 9.
We can, yes.
And we're kind of
invite himself the answer to
back to square one here, where we're revisiting what we did before. And what I think I'm hearing is that, again, I'm not trying to convince anybody. I'm just saying my view is, what I understand is that we think it's fine to call ourselves a commission, and maybe it's okay not to change the word preservation to landmark, but leave it the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what we've been talking about, whether
mm-hmm.
that's...
Exactly.
So, how do we... Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, do we have any discussion on that, or have we already had it?
I think we had a discussion.
Yeah. I think we did it, didn't yeah. we? A lot of discussing tonight.
Yeah.
I make a motion that the Village Alway Code change the name of the Historic Preservation Committee to the Historic Preservation Commission.
We have a motion. Do we have a
second?
Do we have a second? Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. We okay, Trevor?
That works.
Huh?
That works. As long as the commission's there,
I think we're all on the same page. Yeah. That'll satisfy the public.
I think it's clearer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think
good.
Good job. Where are we now? I run out of numbers.
10.
Item 10.
We're ready for item 10. Trevor?
So, I've received word from the street department that the signs are ordered, that they should be here sometime soon. I would like to, I think we discussed at the last meeting, have some sort of ceremony, neighborhood ceremony, commemorating the new signs in May for Historic Preservation Month. And my thought was just to keep things consistent, to choose the fourth Wednesday in May, only because that's typically our meeting night. But if there's a different opinion, we can work on some of the other details as, I guess, but not knowing if we'll meet in April or not, I just kind of want to have a date in mind to start planning the road.
So it would be in the month of May? Is that what you're...
Correct.
Yeah. Well, the snow should be gone by then, right?
Hopefully.
I shouldn't make a joke like that. It might not. I lived in Butte, Montana once, and they always said, it doesn't snow much after the 4th of July.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. Anyway, so the format would be, is it going to be kind of similar to what we did for the first one, where we have a gathering place or a location? Or, how would you get everybody together? On Miramar, it was a little easier because it's just a big intersection. Everybody could kind of, but, Robinson Hill is a lot of different streets.
Yeah, so that'd be a great discussion for the commission, is where to have this. We could talk to, say, you're my Sunshine Daycare and see if individuals can park there. Right. We'd be changing the sign at Webster and Derby there, so we could do it there. Unless you wanted something more commemorative of what the neighborhood, or more representative of what the neighborhood is, we could do it on one of the off or side streets. I would recommend if we were going to do it more in the neighborhood, that we would do it on like Alley Terrace in Jackson or something. An intersection like that that's a little less busy.
Yeah, and then invite the village president, and like we did, and you guys can give a talk. Or if I'm still the chair, then I could give a talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have any other observation or comments on that? May's a good month because that's National Historic Preservation Month anyway, so it's a good way to recognize. When I first moved here in 2011, we spent 6 months remodeling our kitchen, so we ate out a lot, and we found the Lorelei down here, which is next to Robinson Hill. And that neighborhood always intrigued me, and I can remember driving on the way home, my wife would say, are you lost again? why don't you just go on Webster? No, I want to go see all these little streets,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And lo and behold, now we have
That's cool.
A designation.
A quick note about the neighborhood. During the presentation to the State Historic Preservation Review Board, the board noted that this was a unique neighborhood. It wasn't like many that they typically see. Typically, they see these well-preserved, large collection of large homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they said this is very unique in that it's a collection of smaller homes that has been that has remained intact. Usually, the smaller homes are added on to, or they're changed or altered in certain ways, or they deteriorate. And so it was just something that I thought was special about that neighborhood.
I remember noticing.
Write it down and say it in May.
Pardon?
Then write it down and say it at May, in May at the
that's
little,
right, yeah, yeah.
The little event.
Yeah.
Because I think that's really fascinating for them to hear that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember noticing, you know, you'd see like two or three homes where the roof line was the same, you know, built by the same builder probably within the same couple of years. Diaper Alley, that's what the railroadmen called it when they come by on the train, you know, because young people were, it was affordable. Young people were buying those homes and hanging their diapers out on the lines before dryers.
Yeah. So.
Good. Anything else on item number 10? Item number 11, discussion regarding Village of Alloway Sesquicentennial.
I really don't have much to report. I think I updated the group last time that the sesquicentennial we decided to celebrate this year, it was really unclear whether it was 2023 or 2024, and we just decided 2023 would be the date. The only thing I have that I know is confirmed and is that I believe the first meeting, Village Board meeting in May, I think will be held at the original Town Hall, which is located in Heritage Hill. So I think I'll do they'll call the meeting to order, and I think it'll be more of a ceremonial meeting than anything, but that is one thing that we do have planned today. But I'm not part of that planning, but I will continue to keep the Historic Preservation Commission updated, and if you have any ideas or suggestions, feel free to share.
Maybe some kind of a history document would be good. I know there's one that was that you have here that I saw, I don't remember, a long time ago. That I thought was pretty good, but it might be nice to get something, you know, dust it off and publish it so people can, I mean, I'm not recommending that I do it. I did the Sunset District history with Jim. Mm-hmm. You know, he helped me. But I don't think I could write a history that it's already been. Latest one I did was on Venetian sailing vessels of the 16th century.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
So if anybody wants to read that, that'll be the next chapter in my book.
Sounds good.
Pardon?
Sounds interesting.
And the Fourth Crusade.
Oh.
Yeah. The Venetians. I'm writing about the history of Venice, so that was.
Oh. Well,
they were a participant in that. So, anyway.
Interesting.
Any other? I guess not. Next item, item number 12, next meeting date and agenda items.
So typically we try to meet quarterly, but I thought since we had this meeting, and there really isn't a lot to talk about, and we'll be meeting again in May, I thought maybe we could have the May celebration, and unless there's a pressing item, maybe push the meeting to our next quarterly meeting, which I think would be in July, if that's
Sounds good.
Yep.
Hopefully no snow, right?
Yeah. Don't jinx us.
Only in Butte, Montana will it snow.
So what would that date be then?
That would be July 26th. And that, too, you know, that'll be towards the tail end of our project that we're doing with UW-Milwaukee. So that may change, but let's maybe just skip it for that date and whether that may alter, because we may need to have that public meeting. And
then do we have the May date yet or not? No.
I proposed May 24th. That would be the fourth
Wednesday
of the month. But that was really just a date that I threw out there.
Okay. Anything else? I guess we're ready for item number 13, adjournment. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
It's been a rough one tonight.
We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thanks for your patience, everybody, and the discussions. We'll go see if we're snowed in now. Right?
I think we were getting this yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think we were getting it.